up top. We're going up top. All the other formations, they surely have to stop. We're going up top. We're going up top. Jamie and Jordan, the bullshit never stops.
The very big welcome back to One Up Top this week. From Delirium to the Doldrums, Bohemian FC are very much back to what we've been used to the last few seasons. The best thing about this weekend, I think, was the women's getting to the cup final, man. Would you agree?
100%. And they're winning again now. They're beating Wexford 2-1 as we speak.
Yeah, so that's a good sign.
Shot in the arm after a horrendous week for football. I think any result that could have went against us. You know, starting with Shells last Sunday, they got the late goal. We can endure Rovers progressing in the cup, which I know is probably a good thing. We to watch Pats progressing in the cup. Not to mention the international stuff, if anyone cares about that. And then obviously the big one on Friday night, which was another stomach churning evening. But yeah, not a great start to the podcast, but on we go.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately we are where we are, and as you said, you know, we had a very simple task a few weeks ago. I said that throughout the game, if we had won that, we'd one foot in Europe or one hand on a passport. And even, you know, if we had a beaten draw to our Derry, we'd be in such a better position than we are now. I am joined by Luke and Pete, the two sitting up with us. So thanks again, man, for coming on. But lads, I suppose we'll start off on Friday night against Derry. Calamity defended. Bizarrely enough, our newly signed centre-half was a better at right back and nearly at right wing at times, and he was at centre half position. I really don't know where to probably start from that absolute chaos.
Yeah, I thought the new lad was probably better going forward than he was defending. I don't think anyone defended well, though, did they? It was the manner of the goals he gave away, it's just so deflating. Like, Derry are a poor side as well. I turned around to a lad sitting beside me about 40 minutes and said, how is the second against third? Just two poor teams, like two really poor teams. But just looking at ourselves, fucking defending it would drive you fucking insane. Like, and we couldn't get over half in the first half. Like, we got the penalty through Dougie. After that, we could not get over half. And then the second half, like, what to equalize 66, concede 60, 68, equalize again. And was a 72, and then concede 75. It's childish stuff. That's I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. Like, it's fucking break your heart. Like,
yeah, I was even the first half. I remember saying we were 1-0 up, and he said it to Shaw's beside me. These are fucking battering us here. Like, we haven't got a kick. I know the boy wasn't there, but I know you probably have the whole of the size of the best midfielder in the league, but. Like, where the fuck's the organisation? We fully deserve to be going in at half time 2-1. You might say we might deserve to nick it at the end, but
I don't know if the second goal was over the line, but that doesn't matter. Derry deserved to be in at half time. We had no shape. We were just kicking the ball away. Like, Adam McDonald, a left wing back, it's one of the craziest things I've seen in a long time. He's a good box to box midfielder, but putting him out at left wing back, it's not fair on him. I don't even like he'd say himself he's not a left wing back, and then Reynolds whips him at half time. But this whole 3-5-2, I don't think it works for us. Like, it doesn't, like you can see then he's making changes at half time. It's kind of gone back into what he was doing at the start of the season when he's unsure on himself. So he's going and making changes then, and just, yeah, I thought the first half was very poor.
Pete, you're on mute there, if you want to come in.
Yeah, just a frightening ability to win games when it really, really matters, and it's just rears its ugly head again. Like, once the game goes chaotic, you know we're not going to come out the right side of it. All our good performances have been when we've been in control of the game in midfield, and you can probably put a bit of that down to Dawson. But we can't be relying on Dawson just for control on the game. The game was just chaotic second half. Like, it could have been, we could have won by 2-3 goals. We could have lost by 3 or 4 goals. It was, again, just frighteningly bad. And some of the decision making, just, you know, and some of the defending.
Yeah, just on that, like the Adam O'Reilly goal. Like, how has he possibly got that much space? He had the whole right side of Dale got three. There was no one near him. We just concede. We just equalised. And to be that open, you think Bucco was on the pitch at this point. Cornwall's on the pitch. They're leaders. Grab the game by the bollocks. Say, the next 5, 10 minutes, manage the fucking game. We've just equalised and Adam O'Reilly is in. He easily has 25 yards of space. No one near him. And he just goes and scores. It's crazy.
Get, you can get caught in the hop once, like the best teams can get hot and got in the hop after they score. But to happen twice in what a space of 20 minutes that we equalize and then we concede within minutes, like you couldn't make it up. You couldn't write this. Like that's not how teams behave that are, you know, on with aspirations of qualifying for Europe. You score a goal, you tighten up and you say, listen, we're not leaving here without something. The worst case scenario is we're going to get a point, as Luke said. You grab the game by the scruff of the neck. You waste time even. You slow it down. I know we wanted to go and win the game. Just make sure we don't concede again, especially the second time around. Just crazy, crazy stuff.
Morrison was so bad for the second goal. Like, all he needs to do is kick the ball out of play. I don't know what he's doing. Just kicks it straight back to Michael Duffy. And
Even
then,
the last goal from Morahan was disgraceful.
yeah, the fourth goal, Morrison in the corner. He
Like that was
just can't get the
outrageous.
ball. He kicks it
Outrageous.
straight to Duffy. And it's just
And you knew
deflated.
what was happening. You could see that happen. It was like a car crash with Morahan slowing down. You could see what he was trying to do and just been dispossessed and giving the ball away. Just I give up sometimes, you know. But really, really, really bad night. Again, like in the last couple of weeks, every single result has gone against us with late goals. Everyone else is picking up goals. Shell's got a late goal. Pat's got their late goal. And Drogheda, Derry got their late goal and Galway. Every single thing seems to be going against us. But we've had the chances. We've gone, I don't know how many home games now. You know, obviously with the exception of Cork, you can go Drogheda, Derry,
Sligo, twice.
Sligo. Yeah, you've the cup game.
Two wins
You've the
in
game in Talca.
two wins in 9 league games since we beat Rovers and Dalymount. And the two teams we've beaten are Cork and Galway, the two whipping boys. 6 points out of the last 6 games. It's awful form. It's fucking terrible.
Brighton, Gary,
It's
Gary.
so bad. And you see that if you look at the form table, who are top of it? Shells and Pats, both teams chasing us down, and we're fucking only Galway are below us in the form table. And
Yeah. But I
like,
think when you're looking at it a few weeks ago, just before the European campaign started, we were points clear of Shells and Pats with games in hand. All of a sudden, they're meant to be busy in Europe. They're meant to be dropping points. This is when we're meant to make a bit more headway on them. And lo and behold, they've got games. Well, Shells have games in hand on us. And if they win those games in hand, they'll topple
ahead
us,
of us.
which is
mental.
Yeah, I was saying when the Pats and Shells gone to Europe, said this is happy days. They're gonna have to play after playing in Europe at the weekends. We'll have a few weekends off, a clear run out. We'll have to get a fully fit squad. It's just the opposite happened. They won their games after being in Europe. Obviously, Europe to get a bit of a bounce off Europe, but we've just done nothing. Like, we've done absolutely nothing. Dropping points against Sligo, Drogheda, like, you'd almost say even the late goal against Shells, but that's another aspect of managing the game. You're 2-1 up with 5 or 6 minutes to go.
Killed them that day.
See
Go on,
this,
that would have killed them.
see
That would have
it out.
killed them stone dead if we
Yeah,
had
that
to beat
was
them
they
that
were
day, you know.
gone. They were gone if we had won that. Like,
Yeah, just for context of the sort of Reynolds, you know, he's got his contract, but he's won 22 out of 61 league games and lost 23. Of the 22 wins on the way, 10 of them came in a 14-game period this season. Davin Richardson's trademark fluky purple patch. Outside those 14 games, he's 12 wins in 47 games. Now, I do think the performances haven't been bad in terms of going forward and attacking. It's not completely lifeless, but realistically, the results are still the same. And we are falling back into nearly a death trap of he's just signed this 2-year deal. And it's like, well, this is falling apart very, very quickly.
What I'll say about Friday night is, like, yeah, we did create loads of chances, and like, yeah, but this happens so often. There's no urgency when we're it's nil all, or like, where's this urgency when we're like the urgency that we have when we're behind? This just doesn't happen when we need to go and take the game with a scruff for the bollock, but a neck. It doesn't happen. Like, we huffed and puffed like in the second half, but it's when we're being beaten already, when we've made the mistakes. I don't see why we can't have this urgency going forward. When it's nil all, like, it was lifeless when it was nil all, like.
Yeah, particularly the games we did start off past were some of the best performances we've had. Rovers is the obviously the standout one when you come out and you can see oh, they're on it. It's when we tend to get the most out of games, but just chaotic, absolutely chaotic on Friday. But I still haven't given up on it. I still think Friday's another good chance to put our foot in the door. Derry are playing Shells, and then Derry have to go to, or sorry, Shells have to go to Drogheda on Monday. Hearts are playing Friday against Galway, which won't be easy as well. They've just played Galway in the cup, so
Is that enrichment?
that's Richmond again. Yeah, so
Sounds a
again,
cancer.
I'm probably looking at, yeah, with a funny eye, but I have a funny feeling Galway might take something there. So I haven't given up on it. I think we have to get our business done on Friday night and see where that leaves us. But Shelton and Pats are coming like they're coming on strong now. They're winning games when they probably shouldn't be game one games away. So it doesn't bode well. But I think we probably have to park all that anxiety, as supporters, and we probably have to just get behind the team for the next few games. And it's easier said than done because we mightn't get this chance again next season the way things are going. So I think as a collective, the club just need to really, really go at it, starting with the team, and the supporters need to row in behind it as well. As I said, that Daily Mount would be a very difficult place for the players on Friday if there's moans and groans after 10, 15 minutes. So I think it's important that the atmosphere is right on Friday and start the game right, obviously, which is down to the manager. And we just go and get 3 points and see where it takes us. Because if we
Yeah,
do lose on Friday, we're gone. If we lose on Friday, we're gone. We're finished. We're fucked. Game over. Ball burst. So have to win Friday.
you'd hope
The
it's
game.
a draw in Derry on Friday and us to win.
If Derry draw on
Puts
Friday
us back
and
in the
we win,
mix.
bizarrely enough, we're second again with
Yeah,
six games to go, which
I
seems
don't.
like a false position.
Yeah, I know Peter saying obviously get behind the team, but Waterford, we have a fucking dreadful record against. Is it one win in the last seven against Waterford? They're the only points, the only team we didn't beat last year, and then they've done us twice
Would
this year.
you a big one against them at home anyway?
They fucking love Daily Mount. Every team
Yeah,
seems to fucking love
every
Daily
fucking.
Mount. Derry love Daily Mount. Waterford love Daily Mount. I was only saying
Tiernan Lynch
Tiernan
said on
Lynch.
Friday,
Yeah.
said Daily Mount place is a tough place to go. A tougher place to go for both supporters.
Yeah.
And tougher opposition, and tougher place for us to fucking go. Like, Jesus.
It hasn't been a steady hasn't been a steady time lately. Yeah. So look, we'll touch on a bit later the possible outcomes and what could be towards the chase for top four at this stage. But I do want to touch on something that has obviously was announced last week, the 2 year extension of Reynolds and the backroom staff. Look, I think a lot of people have grievances about it. I don't think the club could not have done this. I know it would have been wait till the end of the season, but can you realistically wait for the end of the season to realise you've no manager? Players have to be signed, players have to be looking to be signed for next year. Like there's a lot of nuts and bolts that will go into it. This do we want to leave ourselves in a position where, Reynolds comes fifth in the last game of the season, we cut our losses and all of a sudden we're looking for our manager.
No, we need a
Yeah.
bit of fucking consistency with our manager. But I'm sure Reynolds has a representative that was pushing the club as well. Like he needs security himself. So, like I don't really have a gripe about them announcing it. Like I think,
No,
in my
I don't have
opinion,
a strong opinion on it
yeah.
either way. Like, no, if we had a one, on Friday night, I don't think it would have been a huge talking point. Listen, none of us are Reynolds' greatest fans, but I think everyone appreciates there needs to be a bit of continuity there. A swing of 3 or 4 points either way, is that going to change the dynamic of it hugely? I don't think so. So I think it's probably better. I say through gritted teeth, it's probably better that he has the deal. And he's allowed to get on with getting the players in for next season, whether we're in Europe or not, and we can build one way or another for next season.
Oh, sure. You need to be talking to players now. You want to sign next year, so Reynolds can't be going out and talking to players if he doesn't know if he's going to be there. So you need to be. We need to be planning for next season already, obviously. And I think it is. It is, in my opinion, he does deserve another an extension. I think he's done enough to get an extension. And also, and look at the bigger picture. If we're approaching players now, like if he's meeting players now, or him having another 2 years here. Players will look at that and say, "Listen, yeah, if they want to sign from, I don't want to sign for some fella. I don't know if he's going to be here next fucking February. Like, you get me?
Still might be gone if we don't get the enough. We'll
Yeah,
have to just pay him off.
yeah.
We're good at that, you know what I mean? We're good at giving out contracts and having to pay them off. So listen, he signed the deal. If results don't go our way or we fall off a cliff, he'd be gone one way or the other. So listen, it just costs us more money in the long run if it doesn't work out. He's not going to be here just because he signed a contract. He's going to be here based on results and whether we get to Europe and whether we start next season well, and that'll be the making or breaking of him, you know.
Yeah, there has been a listener did send this in to me. They wanted to remain anonymous, but however, I won't hang a certain Twitter staff fiend from Bowles online. But he said, over the past 2 years, we have brought in 28 players, 23 permanently and five on loan. That doesn't include the likes of Brendan Strud from the 20s. The five loanees have all gone back, and nine of the 23 are already gone. You expect Moore will not be here in next year. Lacey, Meekins, and Mountney, Moore, etc. Apart from Derry, none of the other Dublin clubs are close to that level of churn. Can't build a squad like that. And then this is what they said. Personally, not sure he's done very well in the windows, as you know, it's been sort of given credit for. He signed six last summer, and only two are very good, Devoy and Tierney. Two have already left, and two the jury are still out on. In the winter, he signed six, and only Moran has been good this season. Moose, Lacey, disasters. Whelan, Mountney, and Parsons have been poor this season. Excluded the two loans too early on this summer, two signings. Try look at the facts, not the personality as such, and I don't think overall the recruitment has been that great under Reynolds. 14 permanent signings in three windows, and maybe how many being good? Maybe three, and how many be here in 2026?
It's no coincidence that the players that have been good are the most expensive players. Like the market we're shopping in, we're going to be taking a gamble on a lot of players. I mean, it's more taking Mountain as a stopgap player, as a squad player. We're not signing, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo type figure here that's going to, you know, knock it out of the park. We're signing someone that's going to come in, play a few games, be injured at the tail end of his career. You have to look at the profile to sign and you know, and see Reynolds knows when he signed these players what he's going to get in return. We know what we expect in return from Tierney. We know what we get from Dawson. You know, Moose was always a gamble. Mountney, I think, has probably done what we've expected him to do. Lacey was unlucky. Who else is there?
Meekins has been unlucky
Meekins
with
been
injuries.
smashing.
He's a good
I want to see a bit
player,
more Meekins. Yeah, like
yeah.
I
Just
think
yeah,
he's
he's
good when he's
injury
injured.
prone, but if he does stay fit, he is like he was flying up until he got that knock this season. Maybe got a great goal against Cork, so I think.
Brilliant goal. He's great that night.
Yeah.
Well,
Parsons
Parsons has
is
been a bit of a disappointment.
fucking awful. Oh, fucking.
The Essex McDead.
Yeah, no, he's just yeah, he hasn't done it for me at all. I think I said it before on the podcast. He does my fucking head in. And Reece Brennan walking around Daly Mountain in a big boot the other night, so he must have got injured in training. He was in a protective boot and crutches on Friday night.
He fell off
Wasn't
his
very
quad.
well. What?
Fell off his quad. Doesn't read well, but even you know, you're looking at next season. Casper's out of contract, Cornwall's out of contract, Bucco's out of contract, McDonald's out of contract, Flores is out of contract, Mountney out of contract. I'm not sure what Whelan's situation is. I know he was multi-year, but does that mean he would be one of an option? Or because personally, I wouldn't be keeping Whelan around given what we've seen this season.
I think Whelan's been unlucky. I know he gets an awful lot of gripe, but I actually think I have a bit of a soft spot for Whelan. He obviously hasn't got goals, but I think his general play isn't too bad. Like,
I don't
I
think so.
like Whelan. I think Casper's a fucking big one. Now saying that, I think Casper's probably he always seems to have a shocker against Derry, doesn't he? I thought he was poor on Friday night, and he was very poor in the semi-final last year. But I think he's a really, really important one to get tied down. Because I think he is probably the best goalkeeper at the league. So
Like
yeah,
the
I don't
Whelan,
know.
certainly. Like Whelan's going to be our second striker. So you let Whelan go, you get someone that's going to come in and be happy to play second fiddle to DJ Douglas James Taylor. Can't believe I'm trying to call him DJT, but Douglas James Taylor is going to be happy to be a backup striker for the same level of money. And you're going to get someone better than Whelan
I'm not
at
sure
that level.
Whelan hasn't exactly done anything to this service that there won't be someone better to come in for.
I
And
think
maybe that's what I've read you there.
Strode is definitely going to be in the mix more next year. He's signed a longer deal, so like he will definitely be probably a lot higher in the pecking order next year. Like, I was chatting to a lad, he's young for the players, he's in their 20s. He was saying there's a pro like Marcus Strode, they don't let him play for the 20s. because but like so then if he needs to come on and affect the game for the first team, he's not he hasn't had he's no minutes, so it's very tough for him to keep up.
I'm fairly certain the 20s are like completely goosed. Like they've got no players. They're like playing under 15s and under 16s because so many players have got a few players are out on loan, a few players are with the senior team, so they actually
UCD tanked
don't.
them last week, didn't they?
Meekison scored for them last week against Cork, I think, or against he scored a penalty for them last week.
Yeah,
And then
so
if
like
the
we
new
basically don't
lads
have a
don't.
team. That's why we pulled out of the Dundalk game, because obviously Reynolds wasn't going to risk playing a first team against Dundalk in the Leinster Senior Cup. Again, the players on holidays last week, which is, you know, it's an easy thing to bite at with 6 or 7 games to go. I probably didn't think it was too necessary myself. Any sort of player with a bit of cop on would have maybe not been using it as a bit of a week on the lash. But we probably could have done with that an extra week in a training ground, just
I
going
don't
forward.
think that was appropriate going on holidays like during that break. I really
There
don't. Like it just
was a fucking mid-season break 3 weeks ago.
season's
Three or
over
four
in
weeks
six or
ago was a
seven
fucking
weeks.
mid-season.
Like, as someone else said, Pat's first team were playing in the Leinster Senior Cup. You know, listen, you might lose a percent or two, but I just don't see why they have to go abroad, put it on social media, and put a target on their back if they lose a couple of games on the back of that. Just use your fucking brain. We were rubbish because we've had in a long time. Don't media, and as I said, getting the fans back up if we're turned over in the next couple of games. Just no need for it. Just it's badly
Why is the
advised.
manager letting them go away? Like, honestly. Like, fuck.
Listen, if they have to go away and go somewhere and keep your head down. Don't put it on social media and be clever about it. But
That's the fucking
just
manager's call. That's a manager's fault. He
the
shouldn't be
optics
fucking
of it
letting
are
the game
just
go.
ridiculous. Listen, I'm sure they're not heavy drinkers. I'm sure there wasn't too much damage done, but the optics of it are not good at all. Like, you know, and as I said, if we go on to lose the next couple of games, it's going to stick.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can give yourself an easy chance to get beaten. I think it's bizarre that, as Luke said, you know, we had the mid-season break. Obviously, the players are not fucking machines. They do need breaks, but there's 6 games to go. Imagine any Premier League team. Imagine we are professional footballers. Would you imagine? Sorry, lads, we've a week off there. Internationals are on. Shoot away.
Never mind United. Pat weren't away on holidays. Shells weren't away. You can guess. Like that's where we're playing for the Leinster Senior Cup. You know, like
If we're winning every
just.
week, if we were winning every week, yeah, let them give the break. We were fucking dumped out of the cup by Sligo. We've two fucking wins in 9 games, and they're fucking going on holidays. It's a fucking joke. Fuck me,
It's
and again, the only two teams we've beaten are Cork and Galway, who are everyone has beaten. So like, knocked fucking dumped out of the cup at home, and 2 wins in 9 games. Six points out of last 6 points out of a possible what 36. 6-6 is 36, lads, yeah. 6 points out of a possible 36, and they're going on holidays. That shows where the mentality is at. Like, fucking
Hey,
making sense.
I wouldn't fancy us beating Galway. Ninja Cords. I thought they were very unlucky against Pats. I wouldn't fancy us going down there in a couple of weeks if we had to get 3 points to keep us on track. They look like
No.
very decent. It's
I wouldn't fancy us
bizarre
to beat
looking at
anyone
their
at the
record.
moment.
No, that's it.
I don't fancy
That's
us to beat anyone.
unfortunately
I
where we're
don't
at.
fancy us to beat anyone.
Yeah, we're looking at probably the touch on the run now with such. Think we said a couple of weeks ago, we probably need 11, 12 points. I think that might still remain in the sense that that doesn't mean we can be Galway. I think Galway and Waterford are two non-negotiables, but I do have a bad feeling we're going to lose one of them, possibly more likely. I think I have a bad feeling we're going to lose the Galway one. But we need 9 points, and that means at least one of those wins has to come against Shells or Pats, and the other win will have to come against Stradley.
Yeah,
I
and
do.
bizarrely enough, we've touched on it before. Like, I wouldn't be worried about the Pats games and the Shells games. I think they'll probably look after themselves. You'd probably feel more confident if we were playing Shells on Friday than we were against when we would do Waterford or Galway or maybe Drogheda, you know, or Sligo even for that matter. But I think the picture will be a lot clearer after the Friday Monday games this week. I think we'll certainly know where we stand. In the end is, you know, like as I said, if we can't beat Waterford on Friday, we can all throw our hat at it and we can start thinking about next season. But if we're to win, and again, I think I'm not sure what the best result in the Brandywell is for us. I think if Derry beat
No, I
Shells,
don't think it
that'll seriously knock them back. But
has to be
if
a
Shells were
draw.
to win, we can probably go back second again. So a draw keeps the two of them really in it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think anyone knows it. I'll tell, but as if we win, you know, we're still in with a shout.
Yeah, I think the draw on the Brandywell is an ideal result. Because even the draw, like, what if Shells are six behind us, so that will just keep them in check because they're on a good run, and they're fucking really motivated
Yeah,
on
if
top.
you could get Shells getting 2 points this weekend, that's the two games, and that's one of the games in hand used up. I know they seem to fucking just basically waited until Rovers will have won the league before they play that game and hand it
Oh,
against
absolutely,
them.
yeah. An absolute stroke Rovers and Shells. Even out about fixture congestion, European football to come when they give up their game and they suspend their game, and there's no rescheduled date for it. Shambolic, like shambolic that there's no refix date for that. As you said, they're probably waiting until Rovers win the league and then they'll organise the game beyond that and play against the Rovers, scratch the side or a half drunk Rovers, you know what I mean? Ridiculous carry on.
Yeah, that seems to be the case, all right. And you know, it's not going to get any easier. For us, fucking, you know, forward way
I
more
can't,
than
honestly, I
Rovers
looking
fucking
at
fucking tears.
the last remaining fixtures, I can't picking up that many points. I don't know, just maybe I'm still deflated after last Friday, but like I think Friday, I genuinely can't. As Peter said, I could see us beating the Shells or a Pats. I can't see us beating Waterford on Friday. I just can't. And like
To
it's like
come in
all this
Friday,
thing.
I think there's, you know, like if the team is worth anything, and again, having given up on me, I still think there is something there to cling on to. I think we will win Friday. We'll have the boy back. It's another home game. It's the run in. It'll be cold. It'll be black jackets out, you know. And I think we'll win Friday. We just have to believe we'll win on Friday. You drive yourself around the bend if you think we can leave water. For home, you know, and again, though, this is the last weekend, lads. No more mistakes, no more slip ups, no more silly points. This is the proper run in now. I know we've rabbited on about have to win, must win. This is a big win. If we win, we're there. If we win, we're out. This is maybe right now, Friday night, I propose. And I just
Yeah.
hope those players know how important it is.
The last Friday night game in Dalymount as well.
Yep. Last Friday
Last
night
Friday.
game, yeah.
The Shells game is getting moved to the Sunday. I think that's nearly all but confirmed.
Yeah, the marathon is on the Sunday, so I don't know. Just with road closures and stuff, I
They're
don't know if
probably
that will
gonna
go ahead. Now, the road closures could be finished because it could be later on. If it's a quarter eight kickoff, I might go ahead, but it could be it's a bank holiday Monday, so I think Monday might be a better shout than Sunday.
hopefully fucking
They
not.
won't be playing till Thursday, so I don't know if that could go ahead on the Sunday, but it could be wrong.
Yeah, I think it's Sunday. I'll book confirmed for the Sunday.
Is it? Definitely.
And then I don't think they
But
should. I
again,
think
it comes
it's
back to the picture to league. Like I don't know what the delay is in confirming these fixtures. Like, you know, like Shells have three games on Fridays scheduled with European games on the Friday. Why is it taking so long to get these fixtures rescheduled? Like they could announce the cup fixtures within 24 hours of the draw. Why can't
Have you
they just
seen?
rearrange these league games and everyone knows where they stand? Like, you know, it's
Have you
just
seen the
crazy.
organisation that runs the league, Peter, by any chance?
Yeah, well,
Yeah, like
I don't, I
fucking
don't, I don't think rescheduling fixtures should be off the table for even for the FAI. You know, just even for
especially
people
when
making
there's
travel plans. I saw people looking for Pat's ticket. Like, just the game is not going ahead on the Friday. There's people flying over from Italy and they're looking for tickets and all sorts. And listen, that game's not going ahead, pal. Like, you know.
Yeah, and there's what, essentially 6 weeks left to the season, and there's still two fixtures that haven't been confirmed.
Sorry,
And
Pat's
Shells,
game.
and Shells have that fixture.
The Pat's game be Monday night, yeah.
No, there's no
Who
guarantee of it.
knows? Like, yeah, who knows?
There's talks that'll be moved back another
They
week.
play Cork on Friday. Monday would make sense, no?
It's all very fucking.
Going to be Dawson for you know whatever suits them. But Pat will not want to come to Dalymount after playing an FA Cup semi-final on the Friday. They'll try and get that move the following week or whatever, you know. But both just have to stand firm on whatever negotiations are going on. Like just.
It's the way it's going. But Luke, I'll ask you first here, when we're going into these, what points tally do we need, and where are we going to pick them up heading They could
Six,
secure top four position.
six games. Six games, yeah. I think we're going to need. We're not getting 3 wins. I can't see us getting 3 wins. 2 wins and 3 draws. Would that do us? I honestly, I don't know, because like you might only need 7 points the way results go. It's a fucking mad league, so
To play
like,
Shell's the last game of the season, so one of the dropping
yeah.
points on the last game of the season, so that kind of buys us something anyway. Shell's have to play Pats of Derry, are they?
I need to look at the remaining fixtures from like,
Pats have
are
four
that
home games left, I think. Pats have
do they? Yeah.
three or four winnable home games against the other teams, they've Rovers to play away, I think. Sorry, Rovers at home. Shells have Rovers away if they ever reschedule that.
Here's Pat's fixtures now. Pat's have Galway at home, Cork at home. That's 6 points there, easily.
Sligo.
Right? Then
Sligo away.
Sligo away. They'll
That could be 9 points easy.
Sligo will
also.
be off a cliff now after Friday night.
Us away then, and then
12 points.
the last 3 games are home to Rovers, home to Waterford, and away to Shelton. They favourable enough running, like
Can't pass them
to
there,
win
would you?
all to beat Galway, Cork, Waterford. That's 9 points.
And Rovers, who are
Rovers,
14 now.
Rovers could have the League One and be fucking looking at Europe or fucking, and like Sligo. Yeah, I think that's a decent enough run. I'll have a look at Shells now. And see, the European fixtures don't come until
We've got
October, so
two
yeah.
Thursday, Sunday,
So
us and Cork, I think.
Shells have Derry away, Drogheda away, Waterford at home, Cork away, Sligo home, Bowes away, Pats at home. That's a tough enough run in for Shells. Like Derry and Drogheda both away in their next 2 games. Even to go to they go to Cork. And I think that's in between one of the European fixtures. So I think that Cork game will be on a Sunday,
It's Sunday, yeah.
and they'll be
That's after their
playing.
first European game.
Yeah, they'll be playing on the Thursday night in Europe. So like that's not fucking Cork probably be relegated by then. And if you wouldn't know, like, and this, yeah, I think, but I definitely think Pats are a bigger threat than Shells, just basing it off the fixtures they have there. So yeah, I think you definitely need
Where did
10,
we
11
get them?
points, I think. Like, jeez, if you could start on Friday but be beating Waterford, like, I do think we will win one of the derbies at home. I do think we'll beat we'll beat one or the other. I don't think we'll win both, but I definitely do think there's a
We're
big win in
definitely,
Derry. Big
if we can't win one of them, we don't deserve to go anywhere anyway. So to Galway.
I can see us definitely getting a point in Tallaght. I just think we have their number at the minute. Fucking probably beat them. Imagine we beat them. Imagine we beat them 4 times this season and didn't get Europe. Imagine the fucking irony of that. Like, oh, we beat Rovers 4 times, but we fucking
Yeah.
finished fifth. We finished fourth. Finished fourth, and Pats won the cup. Do you know what I think? Do you know what we could finish fourth, right? Ahead of Pats. Rovers playing Athens on the Thursday, and the cup final is on the Sunday. Pats will beat them.
There's a good chance of that, all right. But
Well,
there's also this.
they're in Athens on the Thursday night, and then the cup final's on the Sunday. Pats will beat them in the cup
The
final.
only team Pats can beat in cup finals is us. Rovers will do that
Yeah,
in the
true.
cup final if it goes that way.
But I was even thinking to myself, do you know what would be fucking miserable like say just for argument's sake, finishing fourth and having to wait another week to see if we got Europe or not. Like on the way home, Drogheda, we could be in Europe, we might not be in Europe. It'd be fucking like half of the cheer on them horrible bastards win the cup final to get Europe. Be fucking disgusting. Be fucking horrible.
We're not making this easy at all. Like,
Well,
people, what's your lay of the
no.
land?
Well, Luke, the only thing I said was, you'd imagine we finished fourth, that Pats and Rovers would be in the top three, so it shouldn't come into play then because either one of them wouldn't be held. You know what I mean? So if we finish
Yeah.
fourth, I think we're home and hosed. Like at this stage, I think we're going to finish ahead of Shell or Derry. I think Pats are going to be outside before. I think Pats could end up fucking second.
That's probably
The
welcome
way
second,
they're winning
yeah.
games, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you, it'd be a nervy day in Drogheda, the last game of the season, a half four kickoff. That has to make it a very, very good or a very, very bad day. I think there's a couple of carriages booked on the train already, so that'll be a good day out.
That could be a fucking very miserable train
Fucking
journey home.
horrible, oppy fucking. One place you don't want to fucking go.
You'd nearly rather be out of it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But Pete, where do you think we're gonna? Where's the point coming along the way?
Listen, listen. I'm not giving up on the team, as I've said. From the start of the podcast, I still think there's something there. I still think we've enough there to get over the line by hook or by crook. I don't think anyone believed that we were going to make this easy on ourselves. But again, like just a rally call for the rest of the season to get behind them, and we'd be absolutely kicking ourselves. We'd be sick if we don't get over the line this year. So if we can play a small part, I think we have to do it, because again, Friday night could be tetchy, and they'll need the backing of the crowd on Friday night.
Think if we don't get it this year, we never will, because it's gonna be harder next year. The start that Shells and Pats had, such a bad start, and now they've basically caught us. Like, we are fucking, what was the max amount of points we were ahead of Pats at Shells at one point? Were we 11 ahead of them or something like that?
We were definitely like 7 ahead of Pats with the game at one hand.
Game in hand, yeah, and like they've just rained, they're just fucking, we've been dragged back into it. Like, we won't get that head start next season, we definitely won't get it. Like, so if you're not to get it, if you can't get it this year, like.
I think we'll win Friday. I think the law of averaging Robert is going to be absolutely one for us. I wouldn't be expecting anything back in Tallaght. And then we're capable of winning all the games. All the other games could go either way, so it's still there for the taking. But whether we do it or not, that's the.
Would you a really, really big win, and hopefully Friday's that, because like, if you look at the Galway and Cork wins, I'm not saying they were foregone conclusions. Nothing's a fucking foregone conclusion with both, but the form both of them are in, I was going over daily, I'm confident we beat them, and we did beat them. I won't be confident going over on Friday, but we need a big fucking win, like. Bear that Rover, bear it. Like we need a performance and a really big win where you can wake up on Saturday morning and go, geez, we're rightly back in the mix. Fucking draws isn't worth the wank, and a defeat is just gonna fucking kill us. So you need always causes us fucking problems, and they've a few fucking that fucking Rover's cunt Noonan was good against us in most of the games, and like they have good players. Like, they're not a bad team. Like, they're well capable of rocking up the daily amount of beating us. Like, well capable. So we need to show up and just need to win. Like,
I do think we'll win Friday. I wouldn't be surprised if we got a point down in Tallaght and then fucked up against Galway away. That's unfortunately the sort of team we are at the minute. I know there's a good chance. I think if we both slip up, I think both us
Look
and
at
Derry
form
slip
water
up.
for the sorry, Jordan, but look at the form water for the in. Beaten by Cork twice, beaten by Sligo, drew with Drogheda, beaten by Pats. They've won one game since
I was beating
one
us,
game
was it
since
down
July.
there? I was down
Yeah.
there beating us.
No, they beat Cork at home. Derry put 7 past them. Rovers beat them. Drew with Shells. Yeah, I think they've won one game since they beat us in June. So where's the best place in the world you want to go if you can't win a game? Daily
Yeah.
Man Park.
Yeah, it's unfortunately it does have that feeling about it. I do think we'll get the job done. I think it's probably important fucking Douglas James Taylor starts going away from Dalymount too. He's gotten a
I
few
thought
goals at home, but he hasn't looked this
just
far.
on that, Jordan. I thought he was excellent on Friday. I thought he was really good on Friday.
I would think he plays his best football when Clark is beside him.
I thought it was just an all round game was very, very good on Friday. He was one positive on Friday. No, I thought Tierney was excellent in the second half, but I did think I watched what do you call him, Peter? DJT. I watched him.
DJT,
I watched him close. He
I
thought he
get
was excellent.
DJT on the back of my jersey. DJT 10 on the back of my jersey.
It's an all round player.
Yeah,
He was excellent.
it's like, I don't even know. Parsons came on, he done a little bit. I still think he's a bit of a windy cunt when it comes to fucking, there's a cross there in the second half where he half threw himself at it.
His
Doesn't like
decision,
getting in
he's
it.
like that. You're right there, Jordan. Yeah, if he could have got to that, he didn't want that ball enough. That was a great delivery, and I think Rooney whipped it in with his left foot. He just didn't want it enough.
Kind
Like,
of turned his back to it in a way.
if he had to fucked himself at it, I think we would have went ahead there. He didn't want it. He's a fucking fairy. Look, it's yeah. He's not for me. He's not.
Yeah, we're just at a stage of season now. We just have to go and get the job done. Go and get the wins. Similar to Shells last season, they just had to win 3 out of their last 4. They went and done it. That's what we have to do. Go and get the wins. Go and get over the line. And by any means possible, as a saying we've used in previous campaigns, but just get out, and show you want to play for the club and get that win and get it done and dusted. The inability to win these crunch games is absolutely mind-blowing. Like, and it's not just this year, it's going back last year. Like, to lose two games in a year to Derry, one a semi-final and one last Friday, just rate on you. Like, you know what I mean? That they can rock up the Daily Mount in these big games and turn us over. We just need to win a few of these big games now, and put a couple of other teams out of their misery while we're doing it as well. Hopefully shells and pats along the way. But let's start winning games again. Let's, by any means, in off someone's arse in the last minute. I don't want integral football. I just want 3 points Friday.
Players need to stand up. Business end of the season. It's all well and good beating fucking Rovers back in April and stuff when you've half the season to go. Now is when you need your Tierney's, the Voice, Douglas James Taylor's, fucking Cornwall's, Morahan's, to fucking stand up now and just get over the line, as Peter said, by any means necessary. Just win fucking 1-0, poxy. Just get 3 points on the board and get us back to win ways. And yeah, get us dreaming of getting the passports renewed again.
Yeah,
I really
just
don't want to
looking
go
at
away on holidays.
Gary's pictures
No,
that
you don't want to bring the kids away on this campaign or not.
no, I was just about to say that instead of stopping me track now. That might go out live and someone might play it back to her. So yeah. No, I do want to bring the kids on holiday and go to Europe, I suppose, yeah.
Looking at Derry's fixtures for the
You bring
Monday
them
and
to Moldova, Peter, for 2 weeks.
a great water park in Moldova.
Shells at home, Drogheda away, Sligo at home, Waterford away, Rovers at home, Cork away. The toughest fixtures do look like the next two, where Shells at home, Drogheda away. They always seem to fuck up against Sligo. It just seems to be their bogey team. But
Who said John?
you can't rely on Derry to beat anyone at the moment. Like,
No, back
they're
us,
just,
bro.
bar us maybe, but they just seem to have this fucking ability to be just as equally shite as us. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up nipping them to a place. But at the same time, everyone else is an easier running than us. We just happen to play Rovers when they can probably just about win the league. If fixtures go their way.
Derry have had two good wins. They beat us and they did a last minute win against Galway. So, like, again, they're doing what we're asking our boys to do. They're eking out these wins by hook or by crook. You know, we're not doing that. Shells are doing the same. The Pats have proved they can do the same. So, just what we have to do. Starting Friday.
Yeah, and we'll head on to the Friday's game. We're over the home our last Friday night, as we touched on this season. As I said, the intensity goes up a little bit. When it gets a bit darker, the black coats are out, and the crowd are right behind the team on Friday. We just probably fell short. But this Friday, Waterford at home, it's I'm not sure how heavy he's going to line up this year. Like, you look at our defenders, three of our defenders, Keenbourne, Cornwall, and God, and the other one is for Lacey. They could be out of our club next year, the way the contracts stand at the moment. But yeah, King or Lee Cavanagh, who seems to be more out of favour than anybody, has just signed the 2 year extension. I don't know what I have a funny feeling he might drop Cornwell Friday. But I thought your man Gibbs was completely anonymous for nearly every single goal. He didn't even seem to be in the frame of things. I'm not sure who we start centre half.
I'd keep Cornwall in. I don't think I still think he fancies Cornwall more than he fancies Burn. Yeah, Kavanagh's fucking been banished after signing that contract. I don't think he's really recovered from the Waterford game of Waterford away, was it? Did he have a game before that where he's a fucking stinker for 2 goals? I think you go with Cornwall. I'd love for him just to go back to four, to back of this messing around with three centre halves. We haven't got players that are natural wing backs, so just stop fucking playing Rooney as a wing back, playing higher up the pitch. I think Morahan will back in Roy Fall. He might play. Sorry, I don't know the new lad's name, but what's his name?
Gibbs.
What are they saying there, John? I
Gibbs,
just
I
don't.
believe Gibbs
Yeah,
Murphy.
he might go him and Cornwall maybe and Flores left full. I hope he goes back to four to back, and then
Yeah.
get Dawson, Rossi, and Clark in the middle.
Yeah,
And
I
then
think you're right with what you said about the fullbacks. I think it's insanity that Adam McDonald has probably been our best number six, breaking up the play, has been shifted out left back. He's been thrown out the left wing, or left wing back position, I think, is absolutely bizarre. I think he's been doing it for the last number of weeks, and it
just
McDonald
doesn't
literally
work,
our
yeah.
best engine.
Like, if you're a wing back, you need to be getting on the ball and taking players on. No disrespect to Adam McDonald, but he's not the player that's going to get the ball out wide, beat a man, and whip a ball into the box. It just his natural instinct every time he gets the ball is to come back and play it inside. So he's given us nothing really out there. Now it's on Reynolds. It's not probably not on him, but he's a number eight. He's a box to box midfielder. Like, get him back in midfield. Get him busy. Get him hassling people. Get him breaking things up and giving it to the void. Don't have him fucking stuck out at left wing back. Get him. Fucking Clark and Devoy in the middle. Maybe play Rossi out wide, play Rooney out wide, and get DJT up top. A bit of proper shape. You're winning games when we played that shape, not this fucking 3-5-2 lack. So hopefully he goes back to that. But you don't know what fucking someone on Twitter saying Reynolds bingo. You just don't know what you're gonna get with him. But I think that's ideally. I'd like to go back to that shape, and I think that we have the best chance of winning the game if that's our shape. Because I just think I felt that like players didn't really know their. Not a role. I don't know. We just it seemed that we were playing 3-5-2 on Friday, but there was no shape. Like there wasn't no patterns of play, or there was just like it just looked strange. Like
Chaos ball, absolute chaos.
So
Yeah, so I'm not sure who's going to start in the wings. I'd think it'll probably be Tierney and Rooney.
yeah. Please God, Rossi and Rooney. In fairness to Rooney, he hasn't since he signed that contract. He's been poor.
He
So
always is a load of them.
he's one player that we need more out coming into these last games. I think he has really fallen off the edge of a cliff since on the contract. Like, remember at the start of the season, every goal we got, he was involved in it. If he wasn't scoring it, he was assisting it. He's just gone completely off the boil lately. So we need to get him back because he's a really important player for us. And he hasn't done it recently. Like, really hasn't done it. So we need him firing as well. Need Rossi in front of goal as well. Needs to be getting more goals. That chance that fell to him late, I just no. It was basically a pass back to Bruyne Maher. It would have came over the top, but he gets into great positions. He needs to be putting fucking goals. He
I think
needs to
there's
be
a
getting
player
goals.
in that team that you say we shouldn't expect more out of, with the exception of maybe Dawson and possibly give Taylor a pass because he's only in the door. But I don't think anyone else can say that they've performed to the levels we expect in the last 7, 8, 9 games. So every one of them can up by 10, 15%, and if they do, it should be enough. But they all have to do it as a collective and as a team. And Reynolds needs to do whatever he has to do to get it out of him. He's in the job long enough to know the players now, how to make them tick, how to get them going. And he has to prove that now in the next couple of games because it's all on the line now, starting with Friday.
Yeah, I suppose we're rolling into Friday, and before we wrap up here, we'll get a quick score prediction. How's it all going to fare out? Pete, I'll go to you.
1-0 balls, my usual. Take 1-0. We'll take it any which way it comes, but just give it the 3 points, and we'll roll into Tala then.
Luke.
I'm not as optimistic, but just I'm gonna say 1-0 balls. We'll score in the second half. It'll be a nervy, really fucking nervy, anxious finish, but we'll get over the line. And if it's anything other than a win, yeah, lights out. It's lights out.
Just off the Reynolds out banner if we don't get 3 points
Yeah,
Friday.
yeah. Packers.
It's a long way back from there. As I said, wouldn't surprise me if we lost on Friday and went down one and Tala. That's unfortunate, the moodiness of this club.
Hey, listen, I take that.
Fucking right.
Fucking take that.
Fuck it. I'd take winning no more games and winning Tala for the rest of the season.
give Reynolds a 10-year contract if you win a Tala next
Statue.
year. Yeah.
Same sweep against the Rovers. Take that, yeah.
Geez, I'd love to know. I'm sure someone will be able to tell us when was the last clean sweep by the club done.
Rovers have threatened it a few times, and we've stopped them in their tracks in Daily Mail a few times now.
Yeah, definitely.
We beat them in Daily Mail a few years ago, and they'd already won the league.
Tender
Beat
game as
them.
well. They were going for the clean sweep that night when Liam Burt scored, I think.
They wore out. They wore the white kit. We beat them. Liam
Yeah.
Burke got a great goal. They were going for a clean sweep. Yeah.
Yeah, even I'd love to know, especially over a 4-game period. It's definitely probably less than it has been over the 3, maybe. I don't know. Someone can find that somewhere. But I suppose I think, a funny feeling this could turn into a bit like that Cork game. I think if we get a goal, it might be a bit edgy, but I think we'll have enough. I think we'll do enough to beat Waterford. We'll go into Rovers then. Like, we could be going into the Rovers game second in the league And if Shell has managed to pick up something against Derry the weekend, as I said, we've got a bit of a cross fade between that. Do we want Derry to win the stretch? I don't need Shell's maybe that a bit extra to do, or do we want that draw and put us into pole position for second position? Because realistically, it's not out of question, and we shouldn't be ruling it out.
Go for the draw up in the draw on the Brandywell and us to beat Waterford. We're properly back in the mix then.
Like, if you got that and got Galway to pick up a point.
Yeah, and there's that added incentive as well of coming second this year. Like it's not just finishing the European spot. If you finish second and Robert won the double, you're absolutely laughing.
That's funny.
You're into Europa and you're into the President's Cup final, and you're there's more cream there than just qualifying for Europe, you know. So yeah, it really should be. Let's get that second spot if at all possible.
Yeah. So, man, I'll probably wait another week for a week or two before I ask you, where do you think will be the end of the season? We won't make just that climb yet. I know a
Yeah,
few
listen,
people have
let's not
planned it.
write it off yet. We're still in with a show. And listen, truth be told, Aaron Reynolds here, but start of the season, we'll be taking this position, 6 games to go. Destiny in our own hands to a certain extent, I think we all would have done. So let's go and grab it. Let's go and do it. And if any of you players are listening, I know yous have listened before, get the fucking job done on Friday or we'll make your
Get the
life fucking a misery for the
fucking
next few weeks.
thing going. I just want to
Yeah.
congratulate Brian Kelly, and I'm not sure if it's Elizabeth Kelly now, but formerly maybe Elizabeth Staunton, on their wedding there last week. I was at it. It was a pleasure and a privilege to be at it. Plenty of Stauntons, about 40 or 50. The kids from Ray and Carl alone were knocking about the place, and they were giving Kev Bourne a race, and I think they took him to the cleaners for all he was worth at the vending machine. Kev was in bed then by 2 o'clock. You think he must have run out of energy.
That was an expensive free bar with the Sanson, was it? The amount of them.
Yeah,
Back,
so
Brian.
congrats.
Well done, Brian. Fair play to you and Lizzie.
Congratulations, Brian. Seeing the women won
Great
3-1
couple.
again
Three one. Yeah, fantastic.
Play them on Friday. Send
Absolutely.
the women out on Friday. They get us into Europe.
Right, man. As you do every week.
Yeah,
Reluctantly.
it's been a chore tonight. I don't think anyone was really up for it, but listen, let's fucking get the job done Friday and let's get back on the horse balls.
That's
Right.
it. Come on, the fucking balls.
Come on, the fucking balls.
'Cause we all follow balls wherever they play. We don't care if it's home or away. We are the boys and we're proud of our name. So we'll all bounce around and we sing.